I do crazy things where people could noticeably say, yo, you crazy. And that's me. But at the same time, I'm still working on myself. I'm still doing the best I can to stay in front of everything that's happening to me, all the challenges I got. See, the reason why I got all these challenges, not saying I still wouldn't have some, but this trauma that I've been through, physical, mental, and emotional trauma, it's never got dealt with until I was 40. So, you know, that's the first time I ever had a real therapist, or, you know, I had some kind of support on me going through having a surgery on my head. The first time. And I'm not putting a blame on, like, my mother, my father, and my siblings for having to recognize this, because back in 1980, they wasn't even focused on brain injuries like that. They didn't know what it was going to do. But look what happened. Look what happened. Years later, I'm still going through it. And the problem I have with everybody is that they laughed at me and all this stuff and teased me and all that kind of stuff when I was young. When I got older, you did the same thing about my trauma. You can't laugh at people's pain. That only makes the wound bleed harder. But it's the awareness. Once I was aware of what was going on with me, I was able to confront it. I was able to confront them. But of course, ain't nothing wrong with you. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Okay, ain't nothing wrong with me. All right, well, I guess I gotta go with that because my family say ain't nothing wrong. Because see, you gotta understand, it was two incidents. It was a nail that went through my head, and I pulled the nail out by jolting my head forward. That's how I got the nail out my head. After that nail went in my head, once they took me to the emergency room, they didn't know what to say. My father took me to the hospital. When he was in there, the doctor put his finger in my head. He saw it clearly. He almost fainted. The doctor put his finger inside my head to try to clean it out. That was another traumatic experience. After he thought that he cleaned it all the way out, he stitched it up and sent me home. No medication, no antibiotics, none of that. None of that. I don't remember none of that. So after they did that, my mother and father, siblings, they wanted to act like, oh, he okay, he all right, nothing wrong with him. Nothing wrong with him. Tay good, he running around, he's still flipping, he's still acting up, he's still doing what he doing. He good, he responding, Tay, what's up? Yeah, he all right. So that's how families, especially black families, that's how we did it back then. So that was one incident. After that happened, we moved away from that house that we was in. We moved to Vellsburg, New Jersey. Once we moved to Vellsburg, New Jersey, started having these headaches. And I kept complaining to my moms and pops. And I guess they were just like, you know, you'll be all right, you'll be all right. Do this, do that, you'll be all right. So it got to a point where I started seeing scabs on my head, like scabs. When I kept rubbing my head, and I guess it was itching, I would pull my head down, I would feel something wet. So it was blood and pus. And I'm like, what the hell? And I looked, and I'm still looking, I'm like, scratching, looking, I'm like, oh man, I'm in trouble. So I went and told my mother and father, look, I see something right here. And then they did it and saw it was blood and pus. They rushed me to the hospital again. When I get to the hospital, they put me in quarantine because, you know, they didn't know what to tell them. They told them that I was dirty that I like to dive into dirt, you know. And at that time, after having that nail in my head, you know, for a year and a half later, I was just diving into anything. I ain't know, I was off balance. I was different. I was just like, a little more slop. So, you know, they ain't know what to tell her. They just came up with, he had ringworms. But that's a lie. There wasn't no ringworms. You could ask any neurologist, ringworms can't give you an infection in your brain going down your spine. And they said, if I would have waited 4 more months, I'd have had blood pus coming out of every pore in my body. And I'd have been dead at 10 years old. So we caught it on time. They put me in quarantine because they did not know what it was. They didn't know what it was. So they all was watching me and trying to figure out, well, what does this guy have? So they didn't know what I had and why this infection was going down my whole body. My brain was swelling. So they had to do a surgery. I went to like 2 different neurologists and 1 neuroscientist. And they looked in my head and they analyzed and told me exactly what it was that they did to me. And it's called burr holes. They created burr holes in my head. It's like craniotomies, but they take a drill and they drill down, a circle drill, and they drill down into your skull. And the drill stops at a certain point to not go past a certain layer in your head. So once the surgery was over, I had a head bandage on. I knew something happened, and I'm like, okay, something happened to me. They did something to my head, and they told me probably not to mess with it. But as I was sleeping, I guess like a week went by, and as I was sleeping, I was itching. My head was itching, so I would go inside. I had to try to scratch it because it was itching. So when I got up in there, I was scared, but my finger went into my head. So it was like a deep holes in my head, like deep holes in my head. I never felt anything like that ever in my life. It was like I was moving tissue around, but as I was touching it, it felt like beautiful. It felt like really, really good. Like, and I knew I was wrong for doing it, but then what I said to myself is, I need to see what the hell this is. I was curious then. I wanted to see what they did to me, what they do. So I walked in the bathroom, I took my IV, and I wanted to see. So I took it, I took the bandage off. Slowly, when I saw these holes, my whole heart dropped, my spirit dropped, and I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. And I said, wow, how is this gonna heal up? How is this gonna close?